You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, touch the table briefly on some football. We do it every time. We review the quarterback power rankings as foretold by R.L. Beard, proud graduate of Lutheran Tech University.
Lutheran High School West.
Bishop Sycamore, Detroit.
Detroit Lutheran High School West.
Hit the music.
Joy Road in Greenfield. This is our week 4 review of the NFL quarterbacks top 10 rankings. Let's just jump right into this. At number 10, we're going to go with Joe Burrow. 22 of 31, 232 yards, one touchdown, and one interception in a win over Carolina.
He was good, not great. I mean, he was fabulous on Monday night, but short-term road game. Panthers are pesky with Andy Dalton. Burrow's doing the best he can. That defense of Cincinnati is woeful. So, all right, 10th. I will only slander you depending on who's above Joe Burrow.
Okay. At, you got, Davey, any comment on this? Okay, at number
nine, that one.
At number 9, I got Jordan Love. 32 of 54.
He threw 15 interceptions.
389 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. That's why he's at number 9. He put up a lot of stats, but he took a lot of threw a lot of passes and threw 3 picks.
My world, you can't be in a top 10 QB power rank, you throw 3 picks. But that doesn't mean I'm right. I'm just telling you it's a personal rule.
Yeah, I look for the entire game. His first half was atrocious.
David, all I'll say, it was a weak week for quarterbacks. So
slim pickings.
Right. I mean, unless, I would have had to put Daniel Jones in if I didn't, just to put things in perspective. At number 8, we got Brock Purdy. 15-27, 288 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception.
David, you handle this. I hate the fact he puts Purdy on this list at all, much less, ooh, you beat the Patriots.
That's what it is they face the Patriots.
Guys, I have to pick 10 quarterbacks, okay?
9 and a rat. You want him on there? Fine.
He's on there.
You want me to say something nice?
No.
Fine. He had no weapons, and he still was acceptable.
You just won't get a man any props. All right. At number 7, Justin Fields. 22 of 34, 312 yards, 1 touchdown, plus he ran for 55 yards and ran for 2 touchdowns.
I completely agree with this one.
Justin Fields had a great.
I'm messing with you. To be honest, I would not put him on this list, but it was a week of not so good play. So him at 7, okay, but
I think we got 4 losing quarterbacks on this list this week.
He was in a tough spot. He was constantly behind. Your defense didn't do him any favors.
Not at all.
And he used his feet as a weapon, especially in the red zone. I think it's way more acceptable than Rat Purdy. Go ahead.
At number 6, Jaden Daniels. 26 of 30, 233 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and he ran 47 yards for a touchdown.
How the hell is this number six? I'm sorry, did Christ play quarterback this weekend? Jaden Daniels was phenomenal. On the road as a rookie, out-dueling Kyler Murray, in fact, blowing them out. Number six?
Because there are five more that were a little better than him, Mike. You feel the same way?
I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait and see who's up above him.
At number five, in a loss, 38 of 56 for 395 yards, a touchdown and an interception, and he rushed for 38 yards, Geno Smith. No? Those are just pedestrian numbers?
I wouldn't put him above Jaden Daniels for this week.
One guy's a rookie and one on the road. The other guy is 17 years in the league and lost. And lost by double figures. It's got to matter.
I'm looking at the individual stats, Mike.
You know what it is? You just love what you love. You've always been a Geno guy. It's unbelievable. Can I buy you a... Oh, my God. Cookies. Listen, can I buy you a Geno Smith fathead? Would you put that up in your
man put up 400 yards, okay?
You didn't answer the question.
No, I don't want a Geno Smith fathead. All right. At number four, C.J. Stroud. 27 of 40, 375 yards, two touchdowns.
No issue. Led the game-winning drive. It's fine. Dude's a stud. Good with it.
You okay with this too, David?
Sure.
Okay. I've put your guy in there. Maybe if I just put Daniel Jones, you'll be okay.
I'd be more upset with you.
At number three.
Okay.
He threw for 20 of 28, 275 yards, three touchdowns, one interception, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, it's a lot like the Tigers. You just stop trying to figure it out. He's just playing good ball. He's the leader of a really good football team. And look, wish the second half was a little bit more productive. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, you got out to a 28-0 lead, and a lot of it had to do with him. So, yes.
So far, just one person should be ahead of you. You say take Geno Smith out and move Jaden Daniels up.
I would, yes. Okay. And I also think your ridiculous love affair with Brock Purdy, but that goes without saying.
Okay, Brock Purdy just went out there and got it. You should have saw last. You thank God the Tigers played, because last week he was a lot higher. At number two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's head on down. He was 30 of 47 for 347 yards, two touchdowns, and he ran a 10-yard touchdown in Baker Mayfield.
No issue. Complete command of the offense.
33-16 win over Philly.
Cut up the Eagles, responsible with the football. No problem with it. Look, it doesn't matter whether you have a personal issue with Baker, you like him, you don't, the commercials. He's doing this now. They lost Dave Canales. It hasn't slowed him down. He looks, this is who he is.
I'm glad you said that, because I've been a known hater on this show of Baker Mayfield.
And I'm a lover.
And I thought that when he lost Dave Canales, it was going to be done and fall down.
This makes me so happy. I love Baker.
I have to give him a ton of credit. He looks really good this year.
And mind you, the Browns, he played injured for them.
Yes.
He played through a torn labrum.
Yes.
And all they did was bleep all over him and then hand a scumbag $250 million.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him. Am I allowed to be happy for him?
Yeah, you're allowed to be happy. Before I get to number one, at number 11, just missed the cut, but I had to look at the team. I'm sorry. It was Dak Prescott. 22 of 27 for 221 yards. He threw for two touchdowns. But it was the Giants. I mean, really? I mean, Mumford.
So Brock Purdy goes against the Patriots, and hey, you give him credit for that.
Yes.
But you don't.
You don't like the Cowboys either, David.
I don't, but I would give him more credit over beating the Giants than your quarterback over the Patriots.
Guys,
I would.
I'm sitting right here. Okay? Please, can we move on? I beg you. My team's terrible, I know.
And finally, at number one.
Now a receiving threat. Mobile Goff season.
No. Put respect. Triple threat Goff. He can pass, he can run, he can receive.
He is the Antoine Randall of our day.
He is Booby Miles. He will wash your car.
Jared Goff.
Perfection.
Number one.
Yeah, he was perfect, guys. 18 for 18, 292 yards, two touchdowns, and a seven-yard receiving touchdown and to boot.
The wheels he showed on that route.
Good thing number 50 was chasing after him.
Hey, that guy runs a real good 40. Mobile Goff season. 4 weeks, three scrambles for first downs, and electric out of the backfield. Touchdown reception.
Those are your top 10 quarterbacks for week four in the NFL. 97-1.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.